Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you, Paul, for the introduction. So this presentation is a little different in that it is a story about trying to solve one problem and it may be leading to another, which happens in science occasionally. So at Rutgers, we have a USDA SAI Find Fescue grant currently. We've had it for the past 5 years and it just got renewed for another 5 years. But within the breeding program, our goal is the germplasm improvement of fine fescue species. And this includes heat, wear, and traffic tolerance, along with disease resistance. So one of the main issues in hard fescue is summer patch. It's probably the most limiting factor in the utilization of this grass. So summer patch is caused by Magnophore theophysis poei. It's a root pathogen that affects the roots of these grasses and degrades the system. And then in the heat and the drought of the summer, you end up with these severe symptoms. So while we're evaluating these grasses for summer patch resistance, we have to make inoculum. They inoculate these grasses to test for summer patch. So we do this by sterilizing oat seed, growing the pathogen on that oat, and then putting it underneath the plants in the breeding program where we're trying to evaluate different genotypes. So when we're going out, we have to find new isolates every couple years to replace our stock or new isolates that may better evaluate our plants. And when doing this, when I first got to Rutgers, I went out and took some isolates. And when we started growing them on plates, we noticed a few that looked a little bit different than what we traditionally would consider Magnophore theophysis poei. They had a more kind of dense growth habit and a slower growth. And this kind of intrigued us what these actually were. We wanted to make sure if we're going to be inoculating plants with something we're calling summer patch, that it actually is summer patch. So we took this over to Dr. Zhang's lab at Rutgers University. And the first thing they noticed under the microscope was that the conidiophores had a branching pattern, which is a little bit different than Magnophore theophysis poei, which kind of has a single branch and not this multiple branching pattern. And then when they did a six-gene sequence analysis for a maximum likelihood tree, the isolates we took from Hort Farm 2 came back as a new species. So we ended up calling this Magnophorthius myeri festuciae from the host that we came off of, and Dr. Meyer, turfgrass breeder at Rutgers University. So now that we knew we had a new species, we want to see is this truly a pathogen or not. We didn't know if it was just another Magnophore theophysis that was kind of hanging out in the soil in the summer patch symptoms. So we kind of did a quick and dirty experiment first just to see if we could get symptomology. So this experiment was just in containers, and we saw basically a dramatic response to root growth in fine fescue. So from that, we end up with a few objectives and purposes to further evaluate this new pathogen we found. So we wanted to actually confirm the pathogenicity of the new pathogen in growth chamber experiments to fill Koch's postulates. We also want to determine the tolerance to this new pathogen to fungicides that were used to control Magnophore poei. We had seen in some of our field trials that we were not getting the same level of control we usually associated with fungicides that were traditionally used to control summer patch. And again, hopefully this information will support the breeding program in our efforts to breed for summer patch resistance, whether we have to breed for multiple pathogens. So the inoculation experience in the growth chamber, our materials and methods, again, we made the inoculum on sterilized oat. We used the isolate FF2, which was taken off of a hard fescue at Hort Farm 2. The inoculation was carried out in sterilized sand, so there was no presence of any other pathogen. The treatment factors, there was two levels, the presence of the pathogen and not, along with four turfgrass cultivars, Beacon and Predator hard fescue, and Barren and Midnight Kentucky bluegrass. Kentucky bluegrass is also traditionally a host of summer patch. So the control units were constructed in the same manner, except those oat seeds did not have the pathogen on them. And then we placed those in the growth chamber for 11 weeks. So for evaluation after 11 weeks, we removed the plants and evaluated for foliar and root characteristics. So we did foliar root health, maximum root length, shoot and root dry weight. Foliar health was rated on a scale from 1 to 4 visually, 1 being the worst. Root health was visually assessed based on a rating scale of 1 to 6, with 1 being the worst. And then we analyzed the data in SAS. So just looking at the results here, for foliar health, for this top box here, we have inoculated and uninoculated for the fungus. So this combines all of our four grasses that we were testing. So we see a reduction in foliar health. We see a reduction in root health. And remember, these are visually assessed. We have a reduction in root length, average root length in millimeters. We did not see a reduction in shoot weight, but we saw a reduction in root weight also, and that's in milligrams. So these are just some pictures of that study, controlled and inoculated. On top is the root visual assessment, and you can see on the right, it's kind of hard to see in this picture, but they were darker, and those roots evaluated as more infected than what we would traditionally see. And you have to remember, we were doing this for Koch's postulates, so we did not run this experiment traditional what you see in the field, where you have a whole growing season in the heat and drought. So we expected if we ran this experiment longer, we'd see significant root loss in these plants. And the bottom two pictures are runner hyphae growing on these infected roots. We re-isolated the pathogen from these roots and then fulfilled Koch's postulates. So this gave us indication this is actually a pathogen. So from that, we wanted to do the fungicide resistance assay to see if these this new pathogen grew differently than Magnophorotheopsis poe when compared to different fungicides. So the methods for that, we wanted to compare Magnophorotheopsis poe and our new pathogen, Myrrha festuciae. We used PDA amended plates using technical grade fungicides. The three fungicides we used were pentheopyrid, exoxystrobin, and metconazole. And we do this by taking a 5 millimeter plug that was taken from the growing edge of an active plate, and each isolate was replicated 3 times per concentration of each fungicide. And then we incubated the plates and took measurements 1.5 weeks later. So that's a diameter in 2 directions. And then we calculate our ED50 values as a percentage of control. We analyzed this with the dose response model using R software. So getting in the first fungicide of pentheopyrid, we didn't really see much of a difference in terms of in this fungicide. And that's what we kind of expected going into this, was a different Magnophorotheopsis species would respond similarly to the same fungicide. So if we look at the dose response graph of this, we can see our ED50s ended up being pretty similar at around 79. And then we have our percentage of control on the left, and our rate goes from low to high on the bottom on the x-axis. Our new pathogen is the red line. Our Magnophorotheopsis poe is the blue line. And then we got into exoxystrobin, and we started to see a little bit of a difference. It's hard to tell in the pictures of that, but there was a reduction in Magnophorotheopsis poe a little faster than our new pathogen. Again, remember, our new pathogen grows slower than Magnophorotheopsis poe. So when we look at those results, again, our new pathogen is the red line. We saw a slight shift to more tolerance to these fungicides, exoxystrobin. And then moving on, this is where it kind of got a little more interesting and something that we did not expect. So this is metconazole. In this picture, you can see going from left to right, from low to high concentrations, Magnophorotheopsis poe ceases to grow around the 0.4 mark, whereas our new pathogen is still growing at 2 parts per million. So if we look at that graph, our ED50s for our new pathogen is 3.46, and for Magnophorotheopsis poe, it's at 0.26. So the important part is to kind of take the ratios between our ED50s for the two species. So for pentheopyrid, Again, they weren't much different, so that ratio is close to 1. For exoxystrobin, we actually have a ratio of 6.77, which indicates that our new pathogen might be a slightly more tolerant, but that p-value is not significant, so we'll have to do a little more investigation into that. But miconazole was pretty clear. The ratio ended up being 12.86 with a significant p-value. So that would indicate that our new pathogen is almost 13 times more tolerant to miconazole in these assays in vitro assays. We don't know how that translates to the field yet. That's something that we'll have to continue to work on. So in conclusion, we determined the pathogenicity of Meyer, our new pathogen, Magnophore theophysis, Meyer festucio, through growth chamber experiments to fulfill Koch's postulates. We determined the tolerance of Magnophore theophysis, Meyer festuciae, to fungicides that are used to control Magnophore theophysis poe, and found one that it was 12.8 times more tolerant to in vitro plate assays. So the next step is to do more growth chamber experiments. We want to compare poe and our new pathogen to see if the symptomology is just as severe or not, because we don't know, you know, if this new pathogen is really, the symptoms are as severe as something that we're looking at in poe, and whether that will kind of lead us into breeding, which one should we go kind of after first. So again, this information will support the community breeding efforts to improve summer patch resistance in the fine fescues in our breeding program at Rutgers. I want to acknowledge we have a publication in Mycologia, and all those people in Dr. Zong's lab, Philip Vines, for the work they did on this project. And with that, I will take any questions or comments.
Time for questions. This new species, is it always found in the complex with poe, or is it ever the dominant population?
So we went back out to Hort Farm 2 after I found the initial isolate, and we took samples. We took around roughly 50 more samples from different portions of Hort Farm 2, and that was off fine fescues and bluegrass. And actually the majority that came back from Hort Farm 2 was the new pathogen. I think we only found 3 of those that were actually poe, which is kind of surprising because Dr. Clark, back in the 90s, did a ton of work on poe and bluegrass and inoculated pretty much the entire farm at Hort Farm 2, which is why we have such difficulty growing fine fescues there. But it was interesting the fact that we found more of this new pathogen than we did the old one. And we have, and outside of Hort Farm 2, we have no idea what the extent of the range is of this new pathogen.
It's new in the form of succession structures inside the roots.
Repeat your question. So the question is, is the growth habit on and infection structures on the roots the same as poe? Yeah, everything else we saw was the same. That's why it was a little bit difficult when we first started looking at this. You know, is it really something different or the same as poe before? But those conidiophores kind of gave us a clue that we need to look a little deeper into that.
What was the history of fungicide use in the area where these isolates?
The fungicide use, so the question is, what kind of fungicide use have we had at Hort Farm 2? In some areas, it's real heavy. Our turf grass manager, Dr. Murphy, is trying to grow fine fescue for wear tolerance. He cannot control summer patch in those tests. I have some plants that are trying to be screened for summer patch, and I have no summer patch in those tests. So it's kind of interesting to see, but yes, in certain areas it's real heavy. Where I took that first isolate, it was from one of Dr. Murphy's wear tolerance tests that he was trying to control summer patch, and we had a border of beacon that completely wiped out.
Austin, only hard fescues or other fescues as well?
We found it on all 3 species.
So. All right, thanks, Austin.